Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, four lines from the bottom. Our previous shiur, we began learning Perek Behema, the halachas of what an animal may or may not wear on Shabbos. And the Gemara, the last piece of Gemara we learned in yesterday's shiur, was a discussion if something is an excessive shmira, something which is an excessive type of article that you put on the animal, which the animal really doesn't need that type of article to be worn to protect it. Is that considered, may an animal walk out with that on Shabbos or not? And we learned in yesterday's shiur, the last words of the Gemara, was the opinion of Chananya that anything that's a shmiri yisera may be worn on Shabbos by the animal. It's not considered a masa. Tells us the Gemara story. Levi b'rei de Rav Huna bar Chiya, Rabba bar Rav Huna, avakazli b'ocha. Levi, the son of Rav Huna, and Rabba were traveling on the road. Kadme chadmer de Levi l'chamer de Rabba bar Rav Huna. And Levi's donkey went in front of Rabba bar Rav Huna's donkey. And says the Gemara, chalushtated Rabba bar Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna was upset, because Rabbi Rav Huna was the Rebbe, was the Gadol HaDor, and he felt that this was a lack of respect for him to allow his animal to go ahead of him. So Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Kadmei, asks a question that, indeed, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us that there are very specific halachas how people should travel on the road. The Gemara says that if three Talmidei Chachamim are traveling together, walking together on the road, the most prestigious Talmid Chacham should walk in the middle, the next one should walk to his right, and the next one should walk to his left. Ask Tosfos, but on the other hand, there's a Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that ain mechabdin bedrachim el bePesach haRoy leMezuzah. The halacha of giving kavod only applies on a door, by a door which would be used for a mezuzah, that would have to have an obligation to have a mezuzah. So here we're sitting on the donkeys. So why is there an issue of kavod? And in fact, how do we reconcile the two Gemaras? So the Mordechai, quoting the Ravya, says that the halacha of ein mechabdin bedrachim is only b'makom sakana. And now everything makes sense. When is there halacha that ain mechabdin bedrachim? When it's a makom sakana. But when it's not a makom sakana, then there's no problem. That's one teretz. And here it wasn't a makom sakana. Another teretz is that if they're traveling as one group together, then even on the road you have to give kavod. But when they're not traveling in one group, there's no rule, there's no halacha that you have to give kavod. And here they were traveling in one group, and that's why they had to give the kavod. But when they didn't have, when the Gemara says that they don't have to, that's when they weren't traveling as a group. But from here we see that if they're traveling as a group, certainly they have to give kavod. And as the Mordechai says, certainly if it's not a makom sakana, we have to be concerned. So now the question is, if the halacha is that ein mechabdin bedrachim, that you don't have to give kavod el b'makom sheyesh b'mezuzah, only a door that has a mezuzah. So I saw the Ravos Nezatzal, the Shailos Hatshuvos Shevet Halevi, Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Yudalit, says, what's the halacha on a bus? On a bus, on a subway, it's certainly not a Pesach. It's not a doorway that's mechuyev and mezuzah. The halacha is, does somebody have to get up? The Torah says you have to get up for a Talmud Chacham. The Torah says they have to get up for a Zakein. Does that halacha apply on a train or on a bus? So he says that if somebody doesn't get up for a Talmud Chacham or a Zakein, the Torah says v'adarta pnei Zakein. And by you not getting up, then you're being mevatel. You're taking away that hiddur, and it therefore asur. But he does make an interesting point. He says that apparently there may be places that there's a different price for sitting and a different price for standing. So let's say the young person paid to sit on the bus and the elderly person paid to stand. What's the halacha? Does the person who paid extra to sit now have to give up his seat for the person who's a zokin that's standing, but that's all he paid for? So he says that since a person has to be ready to spend money to do a mitzvah, included in being ready to spend money to do a mitzvah is this. Yes, I paid extra. I, the young person, paid extra for sitting, but now I could use that money to fulfill a mitzvah. So just like a person has to spend money to do any mitzvah, this is another mitzvah you have to spend money for. And the fact that I spent extra money for this seat is something that I should be using to fulfill the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zaken. That's the way Rav Vozna paskens in that tshuva. Back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is speaking about the case where his donkey went ahead of his other, in front of Levi's donkey, went ahead of Rabbi Rafuna's donkey, and Rabbi Rafuna was upset. Amma, so Levi thought to himself, I have to make him feel better. Emily Milsa, I'm going to say something, ki heichi the tois of dati, that he should not be upset. Amalei, so he went back to what we've been discussing. We learned in the Mishnah. Amalei, he said to him like this, what's the halacha that we learned that an animal is allowed to go out on Shabbos, a donkey is allowed to go out on Shabbos with an afsar. An afsar is a halter that we learned is an adequate protection for a donkey. A prumbia, which is, as we learned yesterday, a bit, an extra type of shmira, is not something that a donkey normally needs. So he asked him, what's the halacha? Chamor shasokav roev k'goin zeh. A donkey who doesn't behave properly, like this animal. And what was he trying to subtly say to him? Don't be upset with me. This animal is an animal that I can't control. If I would have been able to control this animal, of course, I would have never let this animal go ahead of you. But this animal is a chamor shasokav roev. And now my question is, Ma'alot says b'prumbi b'shabbos. Can we allow to wear the prumbi in Shabbos? Amalei, hacham amavuch mishmei d'shmul. The halacha is, as we learned, as we quoted at the beginning of today's shir, that the halacha is like Chananya. The Chananya says that an animal always could go with an extra shmira. And that's why this animal could go with the extra shmira, even though maybe normally a prumbi is extra shmira. But that's how he was able to get the message across to him. Don't be upset at me because it's not a normal animal. Normally, a goat doesn't go out with an afsar, with a halter. Why? Because the head of a goat is narrow and the halter doesn't have the ability to stay in place. And the animal's going to move out of that halter. And what's going to happen is, Chazal were concerned that the halter is disconnected from the animal and is going to continue to walk on Shabbos with that animal. So that's why the halacha is, you're not allowed to put an afsar around the neck of an animal, of a ace. But says the Gemara, Tana d'Bei Menashe, what happens if you put the halter between, you made holes and you put it on the horns of the animal? The halacha is that it may go out. So it may go out that way because you need not be concerned that it's going to get disconnected. So now ask the Gemara, by Rabbi Yosef, tachav bezikna. You put this halter and you tied it to the beard of the goat, mahu. And will the animal be allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos or not? And the Gemara explains its question. Do we say, kivin de mitcha, if it's going to try to disconnect it, kavle, it hurts, because it's tied to its beard. And therefore, loyosin and tuch, it's not going to get disconnected. The animal will not disconnect it. And therefore, we need not be concerned that you're going to be walking with it when it's not properly connected to the animal. Or dilma, the zilm and the rafi v'nafel. Sometimes, even if it's tied to the beard, it could get disconnected by itself. Vasle suya, and then you're going to end up carrying it if it's not properly connected to the animal. Arba amos b'shus rabim. And the Gemara remains with a teiku. The Gemara doesn't answer this question. Tanan Hossam. We learned in a Mishnah. We're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our perek. V'loi b'rtzua shem ben kunel. That the halacha is that a cow may not go out with a strap between its horns. Amar Rabbi Yemi ba'Abba, pligi by Rav v'Shmuel. There's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Char Amar l'shem noy. That this the reason you're putting this ritzua there is l'shem noy. So the Rishonim make two very important points. So it's not. And a cow, they say, does not normally need a shmira. A cow is not a wild animal. So that's why he holds that it's put up there for noi. But says the Rashba, an animal may walk out with ornamentation. But when may an animal walk out with ornamentation? Well, that's a normal ornamentation, a normal noi that the animal wears. But this is a noi that a cow normally doesn't wear. And since this is a noi that the cow doesn't normally wear, it may not go out. So, bein l'shem noi, or bein l'shamer, like I just said, that you normally don't need to do a shmira around the animal, also. And in both cases, it's also. It's not a noi, and it's a shmira yisera. V'char amar, one man d'amar says, indeed l'noi, if you put it up there l'noi, on the cow, it's also, because it's not noi. L'shamer, but if you put it up for shmira, even though it's an excessive shmira, the halach is mutter. He could walk out. Because he's, obviously, the machloikus of Rav Shmuel is, what is the halach about a shmira yaseira? One of them is going to hold, not like Hananya began our shir, that a shmira yaseira is usur, and therefore a cow may not walk out even with a shmira yaseira. And the other mandama obviously holds that a shmira yaseira is mutter. But what did not happen in this piece of Gemara is we weren't able to identify who holds what. What does Rav hold? What does Shmuel hold? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yosef Testayim, I'll bring you a raya. The Shmuel who the Amr, l'noi osur, that Shmuel is the mandama that holds that noi is osur, and l'shamer is mutter. Why? We said the last words of yesterday's shir, we introduced our shir with those words as well. That Amr Shmuel Allah Chananya, that a Shmuel Pasuk like Chananya, that an animal may walk out with an excessive shmira. The fact that Shmuel Paskin that, the fact that Shmuel Paskin that way is because that's what he holds as Pshat in the Mishnah. And that's why only the cow with noi is Osir, but with Lishmar is Mutter. Says the Gemara, I could prove to you just the opposite. Amle Abaya, Adiraba. I could prove to you the Stai and the Shmuel of the Omar, that Shmuel's the man, the Omar that holds Bein Lenoi and Bein Lishamer. Whether the cow is wearing this Lenoi or whether he's wearing it Lishamer, it's Osir. The Omar of Yehuda Mishmuel. The Mishnah we learned says that the camel could walk out with an afser. The camel to walk out with an afser. And the Gemara says, Damar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Machlifin Lefnei Rebbe. The Gemara, that the camel goes out with an afser, and a naka goes out with a chaitum, with a bit. The camel wears a halter, and the donkey, the naka wears the bit. Machlifin Lefnei Rebbe, and then they ask the question in front of Rebbe. Zelzu bezu. What's the halacha if they gave every animal the other type of shmira? That means we put an afser on a nakar, which is an inadequate shmira, and we put a chaitim on a gomel, which is an excessive shmira. And the question was, mahu? What is the halacha under these halachas? Says the Gemara, Amr Lefanov, and they said to Rabbi Yishma, Rabbi Yossi, Kach Ama Abba, Rabbi Yossi, my father said, Abba Behemus Yoitzis B'Afsar, there are four animals that go out with a halter, Hasus, the horse, Haperid, the mule, Hagomel, the donkey, Hagomel, the camel, Hachamar, the donkey, and he says, Lav Lamuti, isn't that coming to teach us that a gomel cannot go out, goes out with a chaitim? That means these animals can wear an afsar, and therefore they may not wear a chaitim, which is a shmiri yisera. So don't we see from here that Shmuel, who brought this halacha, that Shmuel holds that a shmiri yisera is asur? So what are you telling me that Shmuel holds that a shmiri yisera is mutter? So now the question is, asked the Rajba, but Rabbi Yosef had a great raya from what we said at the beginning of the shir, that Rabbi Bar Chuna Amar Shmuel Halach Kenachananya. So what are we going to do with that great raya? So he's going to say that we have here conflicting reports of what Shmuel held. And says the Rajba that throughout Shas, Rabbi Yehuda is considered the most reliable reporter of the opinion of Shmuel. And therefore, when we have a conflict, what Shmuel said, we're going to rely on Rabbi Yehuda's report of what Shmuel said. Says the Gemara, Samehai Mekamehai. Take away this version, that the version of Shmuel is wrong, instead of what Rabbi Yehuda said is the raya that he held, that Shmiri Yisera is Asur, should be taken away instead of, and hold Shmiri Yisera is Mutter. And we're going to have to paskin that Shmuel holds Shmiri Yisera is Mutteris. That's what Rabbi Yosef is going to say. Ask the Gemara, yes, we have two reports. Is Shmiri Yisera, and what Shmuel held, is Shmiri Yisera Mutter or Asur? And now we're saying that we should follow the opinion that Shmuel holds Shmiri Yisera is Mutteris. But why? Asked the Gemara. My chazad, the sum is hamikamehai. Why are you taking away Shmiri Seira and following Shmiri Seira? Samahai mikamehai. Say that Shmiri Seira is usur. Why, if you have to disregard, why you disregard one more than this one more than the other? Answers the Gemara. The Ashkan Shmuel the Omer, because we found explicitly Shmuel should say, the lanoi, something which is worn lanoi, which is not normally worn lanoi, is asur. But l'shamer, anything that's worn l'shamer, even if it's excessive, is mutter. Where do we see that? Ditmar of chibar ashi omarav, bein lanoi, bein l'shamer, asur. Animal wearing something which is not meant for it to be noi may not wear it. Anything excessive is asur by shmira. But now says the Gemara, Rechibar oven amishmul, lenoi asur indeed, but l'shamer's mutter. So because we had this report that Shmuel said beferish explicitly that Shmiri Yisera is mutter, that's why we want to have everything coincide with that statement. Says the Gemara, Meisvei asked the Gemara regarding the Paraduma. So the Torah says, regarding the Parah Aduma, you can't work with the Parah Aduma. So, if you, Ashalai Allah allow all, if you work with the Parah Aduma becomes disqualified. Says the Braisa, Kosher Baalel, if the owner of the Parah Aduma tied it b'mesera with a leash, kshera, it's still kosher. It's not considered Allah allow oil. If we're going to say that an afsar is a shmiri yisera by a cow, so the Torah says, as we just said, so anything that's excessive should be considered ol ala oil. And what's the Gemara's question? If you're going to say that a shmiri yisera is not considered excessive, so even though the parah doesn't need this, it doesn't make a difference. It's I put it, and it's considered a shmira, so it's not in the category of a shaloi ola ala oil. But if we're going to say, ask the Gemara, Now we're saying it's the opinion of Rav. That a Shmiri Yisera is not a Shmira. So this Paraduma didn't have to have this all. If it didn't have to have this all, why won't it be disqualified? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya. Here we're speaking about a situation, B'malich me'el ir. They're transporting the Paradum from one city to another city. Yes, when the cow is out grazing, it doesn't need this type of Shmira. But when it's traveling, it's not considered a Shmira Yisera. Rav Amma, Shani Parah, Didmei Yikarim. As we know, it's very rare to be able to find a Parah Aduma. And therefore, if you're ready, there's so many different rules involved. If you already found a Parah Aduma, it's very expensive. And therefore, even if a normal cow doesn't need this type of Shmira, the Parah Aduma will have this type of Shmira. Ravina Amma, Parah Meredes. We're talking about a rebellious cow. Normally, the cow doesn't need the Shmira, but there are cows that are excessively wild. And therefore, this cow, which is excessively wild, putting this on the cow is not considered a Shmira Yisera, and Rav, therefore, will agree that it's not in the category of all. We learned in the Mishnah, Hasus Bashir, a horse may go out with a collar, and any animal, the Mishnah says, that wears a collar may go out with a collar and may be pulled by a collar. So the Mishnah said, "My yoitzin." The Mishnah said, "V'chabali ashir yoitzin b'shir v'nimshochim b'shir." Ask the Gemara, what is the definition? "My yoitzin" or "my nimshochim"? What does yoitzin mean and what does nimshochim mean? Says the Gemara, "Amrav Huna." This is the way to understand the Mishnah. "O yoitzin." Either they could go out kruchim with the collar wrapped around the neck, or in nimshachim they could go out without it wrapped around the neck, but you're using it to pull the animal. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel has a different interpretation in the Mishnah. Yoitzim nimshachim, you could take the animal out, pulling it by its leash, then yoitzim kruchim, but you may not go out with the leash wrapped around the neck. Because that means you can only go out with the leash being pulled. But that's being wrapped around the neck, that's not considered something that the animal normally walks out that way, and it's usur. But Mesnisa Tana, Yoitzim Kruchim, they could go out with a leash wrapped around the neck, that's limoshech, that it will be pulled by that leash. So this brisa clearly supports the opinion of Shmuel that you can only have a leash around the neck of the animal if it's there to pull the animal. And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim discuss that if somebody has an animal with a long leash, are you allowed to walk around with the animal has a long leash and because it's so long, you'll wrap it around your hand? The Shalza Chuvas Mishnah Halachas discusses this Shaila, and he says that if the purpose is that you can control the animal better, then you're allowed to go that way. But he says that let's say you have a very long leash, and the leash on your dog is so long that it droops down. There, it may be considered something that you're carrying, and if it's too long, the halacha is that you may not walk out with such a long leash around your animal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. No. Om Rav Yosef. Chazina le le'ili de Rav Huna. I saw the calves of Rav Huna's home. Yoitz mev seren kruchim b'Shabbos. That they had the halters wrapped around the neck on Shabbos. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. So, because obviously he's of the opinion that if it's kruch, that if it's even if it's just wrapped around, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Chanina, Meloz shel Beis Rebbe, Yoitzim Bav Sreim B'Shabbos. The mules of Rebbe would walk out halters on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, the subject that we're discussing, Ibai Luhu. They asked, were they kruchim? Were they just wrapped around the neck? Or nimshachim? or they were there to pull the animal. Toshma, the chaser of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amr of Chanina, Melaz Shabbos Rebbe's Yoytzeb of Sreim, Kruchim b'Shabbos. That even if they're just wrapped around the neck of the animal, it's permissible for them to walk out that way in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kameid Ravasi, Hader of Shmuel bar Yehuda, that they walked out, that the mules walked out with the halters just wrapped around the neck. Lo tzricha, I don't have to learn it from Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, midr Rav Dimi nafka. I could learn it from Rav Dimi. Dis akadatach, the Rav Dimi, nimshachim kama. If we're going to say the Rav Dimi only held that the ladder walk out when you could pull him, then midr Rav Yehuda mishmul nafka. Why would Rav Dimi need to tell us that? I could learn it from Rav Yehuda Mishmul taught us. Dom Rav Yehuda Mishmul, we had the question that we mentioned earlier in the shir, that the Mishnah says that a male camel could go out with an afsar. A nokah goes out with a chaitam. That we learned in the Mishnah is the way that they normally have the shmira. And we learned earlier in our shir today, Machlifin, and they asked the question, Machlifin hayu lefnei Rebbe, shazu bezu mahu, if you do an excessive shmira, v'amal fanu Rav Shmuel bar Yosef, kachama abba behemis Yosef ba'afsar, hasos va'pered va'gomol va'namar. That afsar is their normal shmira, and we learned from there that he held that an excessive shmira is asur. And that's why, for example, we learned that a gomel may not go out with a chaitim. Now, in this list of the arba behemis that Rabbi Yossi mentioned, is the pared, the mule. And Rebbe presumably accepted Rabbi Yossi's psak, and he agreed. So if Rebbe learns that a pared could go out with an afsar, so then there's no chiddush when Rav Dimi came to tell us that the mules of Rebbe's home went out with an afsar. What is Rav Dimi come? He's not come to teach us something that we all know. What did Rav Dimi come to teach us? That even if the afsar is just wrapped around the neck of the animal, so it's not there for a shmira, we're still allowed to go out wearing the animal's still allowed to go out that way. So that's why we didn't need to hear from Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda that the mules of Rebbe's house went out with the halter wrapped around the neck. We already can know it from what Rav Dimi taught us. Says the Gemara, Rav Dimi's not compelling. Amalam Rav Asi Itzrichlu. We still need to hear from Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and we cannot rely on Rav Dimi. Dim Rabbi Yehuda Nafka, if we would have just had the question that we discussed about the gomel wearing the chaitim and the raya that Rabbi Yossi brought to Rabbi, have a mina, maybe I would say that Omer Lefanov, they told Rabbi that an excessive burden is usur, but doesn't mean that he accepted it. Loi kibla minei. Rebbe did not accept that raya. And could be if he would have just had that raya, he would hold an excessive shmira is not mutar. The Kamashman, Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi is the one that came to teach us that an excessive shmira is asur. Vidi Rav Dimi, but we only had what Rav Dimi taught us. Havamina, hanimili nimshachim, that they're only allowed to be pulled by the afsar. Avel kruchim, if the afsar is wrapped around the neck, loy, there Rav Dimi will say the Rebbe doesn't allow us to take the animal that way. That's why, says the Gemara, kamash v'lon, Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda, we need Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda to teach us that kruchim Rebbe holds is mutter. We learned further in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about if the paraduma, if this collar around the animal got tamei mace, you have to sprinkle the paraduma water on it. So the Mishnah says, a mazan aleim, we could sprinkle the paraduma around this collar around the neck while it's on the animal. The tovlam b'mkayman. Or let's say we have to take this collar to the mikveh. We could stick the animal's head into the mikveh with the collar on it and need not be detached. Ask the Gemara, Lememer de b'nei kabbalah tumeninu. So it seems that if we're concerned how we could be mitar them, they're subject to becoming tame. Ask the Gemara for Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us, tabas adam, the ring of a person, tameya, can become tame. However, tabas behema, the ring of an animal, the kalim, or of an animal, or shar kal tabas, or all other type of rings, tahiris, are not makabal tuma. So now the question is, if they're not makabal tuma, why are we having discussion? How we could be matar of them? If they can never become tame, there's no need for a discussion of how to be matar them. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, here we're talking about a situation, b'boi menoi odom menoi behema. This was originally used as for a ring for a person. Something which is used as a ring for a person is certainly makabal tuma. And then you used it for an animal, and now you want to be matarit, because it had become tame when it was being used for human beings. That's the case of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef says, indeed, normally a ring which is used for an animal is not makabal tuma. But here, hoil v'odam moshik behemes behema, the person holds on to this ring to move the animal. He puts his finger into the ring, and like that he moves the animal. That's why it's considered something which is a keli, which is makabal tuma, because it's considered a keli hamishamish la'odam. Miloy Tanya, and indeed says the Gemara, we learned in a brisa, makal shel behema. You have a stick that they use to make the animal move. If it's matris, so we've learned many times that a metal vessel is makabal tuma under all circumstances. A wood vessel is only makabal tuma if it has a toich, if it has a receptacle. So says the brisa, if the stick is made out of metal, it's makabal tuma, because it doesn't need to have a base kibble. And now the question is, but it's meant for the animal. So ma tam, why is it makabal tuma? Says the Gemara, hoil v'odam roide behem, the person uses the stick to prod the animal, so it's not considered a keli for the animal, it's considered a keli for the person. Hachinami, here too, hoil v'odam moshch behem, since the person uses this ring to schlep the animal, that's why it's considered a keli for odam, that's makabal tuma. The Ritva says that even if our Gemara says that this is a keli that's considered a keli la'odom, and it's makabal tuma, it's only midrabanan, not midraisa. Midraisa, it's really meant for animals. We learned in the Mishnah further. The title, we mentioned this earlier. The title mekayman, you could stick the shear into the, if the shear has to be put into a mikvah, you could put it while it's around the neck of the animal. Ask the Gemara, but we know that whenever we speak about Hilchas Tefillah, there's not allowed to be a chatzitza. So here, when the animal, when the ring is around the neck of the animal, tight, so then the water can't get in between the ring and the neck of the animal. So that should be a chatzitza. And since it's a chatzitza, why could you be toivel it that way? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Asi, Beritchan. We're speaking about a case where he hammered out the ring, and there's space now between the ring and the neck. Says the Gemara, Lema, Rav Ami, that says that we're talking about that you separated the neck, the ring from the neck, Krab Yosef Svirlei. We just had a discussion. Why is the ring that's around the neck of the animal makabal tuma? Something that's meant for animals is not makabal tuma. So the Gemara offered two terutzim. The Gemara offered the teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak, that it was originally a noy odom, and while it was a noy odom, it became tamei, and then you put it around the neck of the animal. And the other teretz was Rabbi Yosef's teretz, that even though it's meant for an animal, since a person uses it, that's enough to make it into a kli odom. Says the Gemara, I'm going to seem to have to say that Rav Ami holds like Rabbi Yosef. And that's why, even though I hammered out the ring, it's still a kli adam, and that's why I have to be metaret. Four, says the Gemara. Ikra of Yitzchak, where of Ami Tagri of Yitzchak? That we're speaking about a case, that the ring was originally used for people, and that's why it was Makabal Tumma, and that's why I have to be Matarit. So the halacha should be, Kivin the Ritchan, once I hammer it out, of a Bamasam. And the halacha, we've learned many times, that if something is Makabal Tumma, and then you do a Maisa to change it, that's how Parcha Tumma Minai, the Tumma flies away. And you wouldn't have to take it to the mikvah, because the tumah flies went away by hammering it out. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Kalim indeed teaches us, call a Kalim Yardin L'day Tumasun B'machshava, that if you're working with a piece of material or you're working with anything, and as far as you're concerned, you finished what you need to do with it, that decision in your mind that it's finished makes it susceptible to tumah. However, Ein Oilim Mitumasam, it doesn't lose their status of Tumma, El B'Shini Maisa. You have to do something to make it change. But we see from here that if you do something to change it, that takes away the Tumma. So if we're saying that it was originally a Noi Odom, and now I hammered it out, so the hammering out should be adequate to take away the Tumma. Why do I have to still take it to the mikvah? Answers the Gemara. Savla Kreb Yehuda. He will hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed a Maisa could take away the status of Tumma. But what type of Maisa could take away the status of Tumma? Dama Maisa l'sakin lav Maisahu. If it's a Maisa that's here to make a constructive change, that isn't considered a Maisa that will take away the Tumma. The Tanya's Rabbi Yehuda teaches us Maisa, loyam mashina Maisa, that a Maisa takes away the Tumma. If it's a maisa l'sakin, a constructive maisa, it doesn't take away the tumah. Only l'kalkal. Only if it's a destructive maisa. Here, where we hammered it out so it should be room for my finger to fit in there, that isn't considered a destructive act. And since it's not considered a destructive act, it's not going to take away the tumah. Misnisatani, the Braisa goes back to the original question. We asked the question, how could you put the animal into the mikvah with the ring around the neck? The ring is tight and the water can't get there and it's a chatzitza, so how could that be a good tefillah? Answers the Gemara, we're talking about collars that have wide holes, and since they're wide holes, there's plenty of room for the water to pass. So since we've been speaking about a ring that's makabel tuma, the Gemara now discusses different halachas about rings on Shabbos. We're going to learn that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. We learned it. We began the Masechta with that. We're also going to learn that something that's considered a tachshit is not considered something that you carry on Shabbos. And the Gemara now begins to discuss the halachas of what rings you may wear on Shabbos that are considered a tachshit, what are not. And also the Gemara is going to discuss the halachas of rings regarding Kabbalah's Tumma. Shol Talmud Echem Igola Elyon Es Revelezer. Shemati Shecholkin, I hear there's a difference between Baas and Tabas, between different types of rings. Oma, Loiso responded, Shemeloi Shemata, maybe what you heard was Linyan Shabbos, regarding the halacha of carrying on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, we're going to learn on Daf Samach Beis, that a ring that has on it a chosim, a ring that has on it a seal, is not considered a tachshit for a woman, and she may not wear it, she may not take it into the Rishos Rabbim or Rishos Ram, Rishos Yochid, etc. on Shabbos. But a tabas that doesn't have a seal on it is considered a tachshit for a woman, and she can wear it on Shabbos. The Midaraisa, we're going to learn, we mentioned this previously, that midrabanon, there are situations where women may not wear jewelry. D, linyan tumma, when we speak about hilchas kabbalas tumma, dovid or chadahi, there's no difference between rings that have on them a chaysim or don't. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, the linyan tumma dovid or achasi, is that indeed true, that as far as hilchas tumma is concerned, whether it has a chaysim or not, it's the same, but talan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Kelim, Tabas, Adam Tameya. The ring of a human being is Makabal Tama. Tamas Behema, the tabas of Behema, the Kalim, or the tabas that are around the handles of Kalim, Vishat Katabas, all other types of rings are Tairis. So what are you telling me, asked the Gemara, that all rings are treated the same regarding Hilchas Tama? And it says the Gemara, Ki Kamale Inu, Nami, what was Reb Elezer speaking about? The Adam. All Tabas Adam are the same. They're all Makabel Tuma. We're not talking about other types of ring. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed true? The Adam, Dov, Da Achasi, all types of rings that are meant for people are the same, are all Makabel Tuma. For Tanya, Tabas Shiskino, Lachba Masnov. Let's say you have a ring that you're using for your belt. Likshaba Ben Ksefa, or you're using for your suspenders. Metaira is not Makabel Tuma, because they're not meant for the person. They're meant for the belt. They're meant for the suspenders. V'loyomer Tameya, Ella Shal Etzba Bavad. The only type of ring that's Makabel Tuma is a ring that's worn on the finger. So why are you telling me that all rings that are meant for people are Makabel Tuma? Answers the Gemara, what he meant to say is, Ki Kamale Iunami De Etzba Kamale. All rings that are worn on the finger are Makabel Tuma. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That's Bedavada Achasi. Are all rings worn on the finger Makabel Tuma? Vatanan, Tabas Shal Matris. If you have a Tabas made out of metal, Vachosma Shal Almaig, but the seal is made out of wood, to me it's Makabel Tuma. Since it's primarily made out of metal, and we go back to the halacha that we spoke earlier in our shir, Matris is Makabel Tuma, whether it has a base kibble or not. Wood is only Makabel Tuma if it has a base kibble. And therefore, if the ring is made out of almoig, v'chos my matchis tahira, because since it's mainly made out of wood, and it's a wood that doesn't have a base kibble, so what are you telling me that all rings that are meant to be worn by people are makabel tuma? So he says the Gemara, what he meant to say was, ki amalihu nami, he meant to say also, kula shamatas kamale, all metal rings that are worn by people are makabel tuma. So since the Gemara spoke about rings, the Gemara is now going to speak about needles. Says the Gemara, "Oy chol, shemati shecholkim be'machad l'machad." There's a difference between different types of needles. Amalei, shemalei shemata elin Shabbos. Maybe what you heard was regarding Hilchos Shabbos. If you wear a needle that has an eye, a sewing needle, so there, if you carried in from the Shusayach to Shusarabim, that's considered that you carried. But because you carried the needle out. But for a woman who wears a needle that doesn't have an eye, it's not considered midaraisa that you carried. Because such a needle is meant as a tachshit. Dealing in Tumah, as far as Hilchos Tumah is concerned, Davida Achasi, all rings are the same. Ask the Gemara, the linyan Tumah Dov Achasi, are all needles the same as far as Hilchos Tumah? But Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechet Kelim, Machat Shenitel Chura, if the point of the needle was, if the eye of the needle was removed, Ay Uksa, or the point of the needle was removed, Tahira. So what are you telling me that all needles are the same? They're all Makabel Tumah. Answers the Gemara, Ki Kamalei Bishlema. All proper needles, all needles that are fine are all makabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For af b'shleim b'dovid ha'achasi, are all full needles the same? For Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Kelim, machet shalasa chaluda, if a needle has on it rust, im akav es ha'tfira, if it's so pronounced that you can't sew with it, tahira, it's not makabel tuma, because it's not usable. Vim lav, but if it's not so pronounced, the rust, tameya, because it's usable. V'am debei Rabbi Yanai, v'hu shirishuma nikar. The halacha only applies where it's discernible. That means that even if the needle is usable, it's not considered a needle unless you could see the needle under the rust. Another pshat that I saw is that if the needle has so much rust that if you use the needle, it will, that needle will leave some rust on what you're sewing with it, then it's not a needle. So what are you telling me that all needles are makabel tumma? Answers, the Gemara, ki kamale b'shifa kamale. He was talking about a polished needle. All polished needles are makabel tumma. Ask the Gemara, v'shifa David ha'achasi, are all polished needles makabel tumma? For Tanya machet, bein akuva bein ein akuva, mutl tatla b'shabbos. You can carry such a needle in the Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos. V'loyim rin in akuva, when we make a difference regarding if it has a hole or doesn't have a hole, ela inyan tumal bavad. That makes a difference regarding Hilchos Tumah. That we see that not all polished needles are tumay. The Mishnah is the Gemara seems to be saying that if it doesn't have an eye, even if it's polished, it's makabel tumah. Answers the Gemara, Hatergma Abaya Libid the Rava. Abaya already explained that Bryce, according to the opinion of Rava, that there it's talking about unfinished needle. Unfinished needles are not Mekabel Tuma. Since they're not finished, that's why it's not. That's where there's differences between Tuma and Shabbos. But Rav Eleza is speaking about the needle that is finished and doesn't have a hole. And that's where the halacha is, whether it has the hole or doesn't have the hole, if it's considered a finished needle, the halacha is it's still usable because it can be used to remove a thorn. Or whatever on somebody's skin, and therefore it's makabel tumah under all circumstances.